Seven Deadly Sins, Settling the Argument Between Born Bad and Damaged Good, by me, Corey Taylor.
Copyright 2011 by Corey Taylor. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with DeCapo Press, a member of the Perseus Books Group, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
To my children, whom I hope I inspire, to my wife, whom I hope I endear, and to my grandmother, who instilled in me the will to succeed. Chapter 1, In the Beginning, or How I Learned to Love the Ceiling Fan. I always told myself I would write a book. I knew one day I would sit myself down and pound words into submission, spinning yarns, webs, and tales of days gone by, of woebegone afternoons tinged with bittersweet delights. I would hunch above the paper and weave in and out of fancy, hoping I would be the next Hunter S. Thompson, or at least somebody like Anonymous. But I also made a solemn oath to myself that I would try to write something not only of value, but also something that had never been done before. I wanted to do the unthinkable, bring to the world a whole new subtext, a wholly different genre. I wanted revolution at wood pulp. I wanted death in the sentence. I wanted to reinvent the word. Obviously, this was not going to happen right away, and on some kind of masochistic level, I was okay with that. I was still kicking emotional crabs out of my soul crotch, reaching for the razor while rinsing out the rid. Anyone confused by that last metaphor can pat themselves on the back and walk away clean, so to speak. Anyone who has dated a stripper or lived with scumbags knows that scenario too well, and we have more than likely met at a survivor's meeting or two. Anyway, between Tony Robbins and Dianetics, I really do not know what the hell is going on in the literary world today. People shill get-rich schemes on late-night TV disguised as tax dodges and government grant programs. Celebrity wannabes suck off traffic cops once or twice and are thrown book deals like fish to the porpoises at SeaWorld. When Paris Hilton can top the bestsellers lists, we are one more Connect Four move closer to Armageddon. I wish I were being funny, but I am clearly not. No one this awesome gets incensed for no reason at all. No one in my zip code, anyway. I was hoping to have my shot at irreverence. I was hoping to be a shot in the arm for some kind of polysyllabic retaliation. Instead, I am just hoping to keep from neutering the global book market. I mean, come on. What can I say that has never been said before? Between the Kennedys and the Royals, what could I possibly bring up that has never been uttered? Unless I plan on making up words, I might be lit out of shuck. Last time I checked, the written word has been around since those Celtic hippies put little crazy tree symbols on anything flat and called it Beowulf. So therein lies my conundrum. Much like Cialis, what will I do when the time is right? Fast forward years later when I found myself across a dingy wooden table from a mysterious learned man in an exotic locale, seated for a meal of foodstuffs called sushi in a dark and cursed land known as Los Angeles. It was in this dinette of Japanese comestibles that I was toiling over this tome you hold in your hands, and I had reached a point of no return when this man posited writing about the seven deadly sins. Now, I countered that the only way to do this subject, one that has been driven into the ground with derisive frequency, was to give it my own unique and cantankerous spin. He offered that in order to do that, I should start at the beginning. I thought for a second. Doing so would mean going in harder than I have ever allowed myself to do in the past. So I asked, "The very beginning?" He said, "Hey, those are my spicy tuna rolls." "Oh, sorry, I thought they were my BCS rolls." "Do they look like your BCS rolls?" "Well, if you squint and look at them from the side." "What the hell are you talking about? Wait, what was the question again?" I know what you were thinking. You were asking what that whole last exchange had to do with anything. Well, I will tell you, the very key to this whole disaster lies in that little tete-a-tete. For starters, they were indeed his spicy tuna rolls, and by fuck, do not forget it. But more importantly, it gave me a launch pad, an academic Cape Canaveral to blow my little Sputnik into the hearts of a world that might